Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were talking about all of the persecutions that Paul had to experience. Let's continue with that subject today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible.
In Matthew chapter 11, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5 shows the importance of meekness is seen in the rewards when, in the eternal kingdom, we rule and reign with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's in that kingdom where that will come out. Now, keep it in mind that Paul was elderly. He's having a hard time. It's not that he is going to quit. He will die by execution, his head being cut off. He served God all the way, seeking never to leave his will, but to ever fulfill his will. Also, when he gives these orders that we just read to Titus to come to him diligently, that Titus is to follow, don't forget, the Apostle Paul still had a position. In 2 Corinthians 11, 27 through 28, as a matter of fact, starting verse 23 of 2 Corinthians 11, you see all the things that he suffered, night and day in the deep, being in prisons, beaten often, you know, got the whip, the Roman cat of nine tails, got those different things that happened to him. And then you get to verse 27. In weariness, in painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which comes upon me daily. Now think of that. All these beatings he's been through, all these prisons he's been through, all the times he's been short of clothing and he's been hungry, and all of those things that go with it. I mean, think of that. On top of all of those things, he says, the care of all the churches. Near the end of his life, he is still looking out for those local churches that he, with the missionary team that went with him on those various missionary journeys, and they got those churches planted, he's making sure that there's an outreach to them. He's making decisions that help. That's why he had two men ready to take, either one could take Titus's place, because he still had in his heart the care of the churches. You see, pastors may need to retire from being the pastor of the church or something else like that. But don't retire from serving God. Don't retire from ministry. You're still serving him. Maybe the capacity is not the same. I remember Lee Robertson. He retired as pastor of the Highland Park Baptist Church. He preached all over this country after that. He's preaching a lot. Yet, he could have still been back there pastoring, but now his ministry changed with his age. I believe it's probably God's will. When he knew it was God's will to change, he changed. So, he gives these instructions, and we go down to verse 13 of our text in Titus 3. Bring Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting unto them. Now, He told Titus to be diligent and come. Now he's telling, bring diligently, work on getting these two to come as well with him. Not just one of them, both of them. Okay, he wants them both. Zenas the liar and Apollos. You see, he has the heart for ministry. But now, he is looking at specific people. Paul is a Roman citizen. There are certain things that happen as a result that he's going to need a Christian lawyer who's committed to Christ and will help him with legal matters. Now, Acts, the book of Acts, speaks of Apollos. He was a great orator. One of those who hold your attention when he begins to speak. He was taught by Aquila and Priscilla the right way of the Lord in the change of baptism. Now, he was still doing the baptism of John the Baptist when the truth of the matter was, now it was the baptism after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that baptism had changed. But John the Baptist, to Jesus Christ, he seems to have that power to lead. The people will follow his direction. And so, I've had people with that voice like Apollos had. I mentioned Lee Robertson a moment ago. Boy, he had that voice. He had that voice. When he spoke, you listened. I seen him getting onto an entire, I'd say about 2,000 young people. He raised his voice and said something, and I was actually sitting in that audience when he did, and I didn't even live on that campus. But whatever he was getting onto him about, I mean, it had me scared half to death, and I knew I didn't do it. And yet I'm trying to say to myself, why are you scared? It just seemed like God had given him that power in his voice. Well, that's the kind of power that Apollos had. It was just that voice that grabbed your attention, the might of God behind it, and it kept them right there. Well, Apollos has that. Apollos has that. Now, not everybody's going to be a Lee Robertson. Not everybody's going to be an Apollos, but that doesn't mean that God is limited in how he can use a person. And so, you follow however God would use you, even in old age. And so here's a guy that one time served the Lord with great power, the Apostle Paul. But you see, the ministry depends on God's power in a man. And that man will change. It'll be another man. It'll be another man. Then it'll be another man. And those men have to pick up the torch and carry it in righteousness and true holiness. And when they don't, that's when ministries begin to be destroyed. So God could use an Apostle Paul still, even in old age. Remember, our earthly sojourn is still leading the way home if we're walking with the Lord. Have a routine of things that you should do for God. That is, be in the prayer, be in the word, be a witness. I know of a couple different men that when they retired, they went down to the mall. They'd sit there in the seat, and others, older fellows, would come and sit down, and they'd witness to them. They led souls to the Lord, sitting in a mall, talking to old people their age, if not older, some of them younger, and became witnesses in things that they could still do. Now, some people retire, even pastors, now they make it all about the things they enjoy doing. It might be golfing. Some men like to golf. Or it might be fishing. Whatever it is, ladies have their things that they like to do, some kind of a hobby or something else, traveling around, visit this place, that place. But keep in mind, our most important retirement is in serving the Lord who is in heaven, and he's preparing a mansion for us based on the service that we do. And I wonder, does he quit laying up when we quit serving? Think of that. I believe that's so. Don't allow the last days be barren of serving God in whichever way you can within the body of Christ and with the physical body you have, with all of its pains, aches, and ailments. Those things that allow you to do certain things, but not what you used to do. John the Apostle, in his last days, was carried around on a bed. They said, as the way they would have said it in that day, a bed, but it was actually just like taking somebody up on the little cot or something of that nature, just something that you carried them off the field with. You know, they carried them around in something like that. Well, they would carry him around in it. John the Apostle, the one who God breathed out every word of the book of Revelation for him to write. And basically, they just took John around and they would see other Christians in the place where Christians would be gathered and doing things. And as they would carry him around, he'd be looking at them and saying, "Love the brethren. Love the brethren." He did that so much, finally one day somebody, I think, had had it. As they say, "I'll be here with it." And then, sure enough, they said, "Why do you always say, love the brethren?" He says, "Because Jesus said, love the brethren." It's like, don't you get it? Jesus said, love the brethren. So, yes, serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. It may not be in the way that you think that you want to serve him, but serve him in a way that he will allow you, with what body you do have, to serve him. Allow your last days to be fruitful in serving the Lord, in whichever way you can, within the body that you now have, with all of its aches and pains. And you see, those are the works that will follow you. And those are works that God will allow you to do certain things. Just like we mentioned, John the Apostle. You just keep on keeping on. You won't do things with the same bodily energy that you had when you were years younger and you were still working a full-time job. You had strength, you had energy. But if you're still breathing, God still has a purpose for you. And he can still use you.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stands on the hills, may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation for the Bible.